Hi, Nolan Johnson here for iConnect 007. I have the honor today of talking with Rob Boguski. He's the Vice President of Membership for the SMTA, and he is the President of Daytest, which is an SMTA member company. Rob, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Nolan.
In the past couple of days, the SMTA membership held a vote on some key changes. Would you be so kind as to recap what the membership was voting on for us?
Sure. We had our annual vote for the board of directors. We had four open seats this year, so there were nine candidates running for four seats. And also, we had a vote for a bylaw change in which we are restructuring our membership categories, basically a simplification of the membership structure from the previous dozen roughly categories down to six. And because it's in the bylaws, it necessitated first being voted on by the board. That took place in June and July. There were two votes, which the bylaws mandate. And then it was submitted to our membership as a whole for a vote over the last 3 weeks. And that voting concluded the evening of Monday the 9th. And I'm happy to report that the bylaw change, the membership restructuring, passed by a landslide result.
The changes that were put forth to the vote, we talked with you a few weeks back about the changes that were being drafted up, and I think they have coverage for that. We can link to it along with this conversation. Were the changes voted on the same as the ones we talked about here a couple weeks ago?
Yes, exactly the same. Taking the previous membership categories and simplifying them down to six: individual, international developing nation, students and retirees, and then three corporate categories, which we call bronze, silver, and gold, depending on the amount of money, the dues to be paid by a member, and what types of benefits they wish to select.
Was the vote close?
Overwhelming landslide.
Well, there's a mandate.
I don't have the exact count back yet from HQ, but I have it on very reliable authority that such was the case.
Great. Well, what does this mean now for next steps? You've just been authorized to make some changes. What do you do now?
Well, like a lot of things in the sales and marketing world, sometimes you have to sell the product twice. First, you have to sell it to the people who are going to pass judgment on it, and now they've done that, and the good news is it was very favorable. Now we have to go back to our membership and sell it again from the standpoint of the mechanics. What does this mean to each individual? What does this mean to each company as a member in their situation now? How are they going to transition next year to the new categories so that it will give them the most bang for their buck, the most benefit for their dollars? So we're going to have to go in particular to our corporate members in the near term and explain this all to them and walk them through the various scenarios and the case studies that we've already presented and say, here's various options for you. You need to benefit you most as a corporate member. So that's going to take some doing, and because we have currently about 400 corporate members, so we're going to be dividing that task up among a group of volunteers from several committees to fan out to all of our corporate members and explain what's what.
That makes sense. Of course, if a corporate member, an interested corporate member, wanted to be proactive and contact you rather than wait for you to contact them, how would they go about that?
They can contact me through Sonia or through Tanya Martin at SMTA HQ, or they can contact me directly at Daytest, and I will be happy to take the time and sit down and explain this to them. Even though it's a simplification measure, I fully anticipate some people are going to need to be walked through the structure again before they can make an informed decision. So this whole month of August and probably the rest of September are going to be devoted to having a lot of those conversations and explaining to each member how it can be tailored to them. What's most suitable to them? What's most efficient for them? How do they get the most benefit out of their membership going forward?
Well, great. That certainly sounds like good news and some great changes for SMTA. Hopefully this also turns into greater involvement within the industry.
I hope so. Just judging from the meetings that we've held over the last month and a half to explain this to our membership and the enthusiasm we've received after those meetings, the compliments we've received, I'm very enthused. But now we're in the reality phase. We have this thing, and you know how it is when you land a large order or you birth a large baby. Oh my God, it's a happy moment. But at the same time, oh my God, what do we do now? We actually have to implement this thing. So, and we're dealing with human beings with different emotions and priorities. So, you know, there'll be glitches along the way, but we're prepared to navigate that and help them along and help them do right by themselves and what's best for their businesses. We're a volunteer organization and we want to be helpful.
Great. Well, Rob, thank you for taking the time to talk on the phone here and to update us on this news. Appreciate it a great deal.
You bet. My pleasure, Nolan.
Once again, I've been talking with Rob Boguski, the VP of Membership with the SMTA and president of an SMTA member company, Daytest. Thanks for listening.